Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Joining me now, Matt Breen, Philadelphia Inquirer, as we talk Phillies, who continue their road trip tonight, first of three in Chicago against the Cubs. And Matt, Phillies split four in L.A., salvaged that series with that great Aaron Nola performance. And then it was really just a lost weekend in San Francisco as the offense continued to struggle. They only got the one run on the Jake Arrieta home run. Is this just an ebb and flow slump, you think, with this offense, or are some deeper problems being exposed?
You would hope that it's just, you know, the ebb and flows and they're going through a rough stretch, but it really, I'm going to have to lean towards that there's some deeper problems because, you know, it was magnified this weekend in San Fran, but it hasn't been just this weekend. It's really been most of the last 5 weeks. As a team, they haven't hit for average, haven't gotten on base like they were getting in the beginning of the season. No longer working out long at bats, which, you know, was main focus of the first 4 or 5 weeks of the season. It seemed like everything that they built in the beginning of the season was their approach at the plate was gone, has been lost. And now almost every hitter in the lineup is going through a wicked slump besides really Jorge Alfaro at the bottom and Cesar Hernandez at the top. But everything in between is kind of in a wicked slump right now. And they're going into a really tough stretch where you're not going to be able to – it's not like we're playing the Marlins or, you know, somebody that they can break out against. They're playing the Cubs. They're playing the Nationals. They're playing the Milwaukee Brewers. They're playing a lot of teams that if the season ended today, they'd be in the playoffs. So this is going to be, I think by the end of this month, we'll know for sure if this team's for real or not.
How much do you think, I mean, not that the offense had been gangbusters, but it's really, really struggled since Rhys Hoskins went on the DL. How much do you think, even though he was really struggling, just not having his presence in the lineup has really kind of thrown things out of whack?
Yeah, definitely. Because, I mean, obviously, you know, he struggled from SMA, but your lineup still had an identity. And, like, you know, you knew you had a threat waiting on deck in Rhys Hoskins. You just seemed like, for me, that was whoever the lineup looks towards. He's the center part of the lineup. He's the lineup's identity. And then you lost that. So you had to, you know, A, fill in his spot in the lineup and fill in his identity, which I just don't think they've gotten yet. And all they're, you know, Gabe Kaplan and Rhys Hoskins both said that Hoskins could be off the DL in 10 days, which would put him back on the roster the first week of June. But, you know, sometime, I think, about 6 or 7 days from now. And that's what you have to hope for because, you know, if he can come back sooner rather than later, that's a great thing for this lineup. But if this fractured jaw lingers and, you know, and he's not able to get back out there in 10 days, I really think they're in trouble.
Zach Eflin will pitch tonight. His last three starts, he struggled to go deep into the games, actually hasn't gotten out of the fifth inning. How short a leash do you think Eflin is, not just tonight, but as far as keeping a spot in the rotation, especially with some guys at AAA really starting to push?
Yeah, for sure. I think this is the start that defines his future in the rotation. The two guys, you know, you're talking about, anyhow, De Los Santos and Cole Irvin are both be called up today if they had to be. De Los Santos is on the 40-man already. There's a spot on the 40-man waiting for Irvin to be added, so it's not a complicated move. They're both pitching lights out at AAA, and you know you need to perform. You know, Zach Eflin performed in his first two starts when he got called up this season at AAA, but the last three have been rough, and you want to get a look at these guys that are in Lehigh Valley right now. So for me, this is the start. If he, you know, gets rocked again like he did in LA and lasts only a couple innings, then you'll see Irvin or De Los Santos in the next turn in the rotation.
Matt Breen, Philadelphia Inquirer, joining us on Reporters Roundup as we talk Phillies, who open a series in Chicago against the Cubs. Matt, if someone wants to check out all of your work, what should they do?
Online at philly.com and the Inquirer and Daily News, and we have a new newsletter at philly.com/extra innings.
Matt, thanks for the time and insight.
Thanks a lot, Matt.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.